Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We've got one of the great analysts in the game. He's been doing it for a long time. Listen, I'm a couple of years older than Sal, but you should remember Harold Reynolds could play, could pick it. Seattle, Baltimore could run, obviously. And he's a big-time fixture on MLB Tonight. Three-time Emmy winner as well for Outstanding Studio Analyst. Harold, BT and Sal, what's going on? Welcome to our studio, by the way.
I'm telling you. Welcome to the house. This is awesome, isn't it?
Oh, this is phenomenal, dude.
Yeah, this is one of our four studios we have here. Studio 21. The latest. It's like the premiere.
Oh, I don't think I've seen that.
Beautiful one.
That's the Clemente one.
Yeah. And then Studio 3 and Studio K. Studio K is the one we do Hot Stove out of. And it was meant mainly for updates. Mm-hmm. And it was the old mail room.
Oh, wow.
But the shows became so popular and we had so much intake coming in that we had to have somewhere else for people to hop on and do stuff. So Studio K is over here. We'll give you guys a tour. But this is the premiere.
Oh, this is
42. Studio 42.
Now, are you the longest tenured MLB Network employee as far as on air goes?
Yeah. As far as on air, I remember doing all the auditions. And Tony Petitti, who was the CEO and president at the time when the network started, we did all the auditions. The NBA used to be here in Secaucus.
Yep.
So we didn't have studios. So we did them all over at the NBA. And if he liked somebody, then he would bring them back over here in this not ready studio. And if he didn't, you didn't get to see the place.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny.
You knew right away.
I knew right away which guy was coming and who wasn't.
How much, by the way, so this is 15 years at the network, getting ready for season number 16, which begins tomorrow, which already began at Seoul, but, you know, for conventional purposes, you know.
Let's not go over
for
that.
What we care about,
I love
tomorrow.
Major League Baseball. I think they do everything right, PT.
The game has changed a lot.
Even those uniforms. Those beautiful uniforms. They look so good.
Oh,
great job, Commissioner Manfred.
My God. The game's changed a lot, right? So from when you became an analyst here, I know you were doing your thing at ESPN for a long time, here, how much has the game changed, and has it changed too much?
Dramatically. The number one thing, I think, is statistics. You know, nobody was into the stats like we are now. I mean, everything's measured by a measurable. And even how they draft or analyze players is basically based on what measurements you get, or your exit velocity, your velo, your spin rate.
Yep.
How high you jump, your explosiveness, all that is way more like football than it was with baseball before. The old cigar-smoking scout doesn't carry the weight anymore like he used to. So that's the biggest change. Secondly, it would be the rules. The rule changes have been important. I think they've been great. They were exercised last year, and they're even continuing to tweak them. But it goes back even further. You remember when they were catching a ball and drop it, and you go, what happened?
Yes.
You know, Joe Torre be in here every other week explaining, well, we're going to change that rule. He actually had control of it. You know, so they've continued to try to move the game forward with the fans to keep up with the times that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
As the world changes, this sport has changed because baseball can be really slow. And the world's so fast, and we started losing a lot of younger audience because they wanted to get everything on a phone, and they're gone, and they get a little snap here, and they're out.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to change as well, and I think it's really working.
I like the evolution of the sport finally where it's going, especially now putting more of an emphasis on defense, on base stealing and all that. But come on, as a middle infielder yourself, did you see the play the other day with Francisco Lindor where he tagged out a runner trying to steal and they called interference or whatever, bull crap. Like, how is that certain rules where it's just common sense or the ball beating you to the bag and putting the tag down? Like, it shouldn't – it's not meant – baseball's not meant to be scrutinized every single inch with replay, or now this where a shortstop, I understand why the rule's in place, but come on, you shouldn't be a shortstop having to worry about putting your glove hand in front of the bag to get it out.
That is the challenge of today's player. I mean, Look, I remember the first time I was in the big leagues, I took a lead, and they threw the second to pick me off, and Bobby Grich dropped a knee.
Oh, Bobby Grich from the Angels, Bobby Grich.
And Bobby
second
Grich
baseman.
Was thick.
Yeah, he was good.
Knee, and
he could hit.
I smashed my hand. I'm reaching around the base.
Oof.
There wasn't no, well, the umpire's going to help you out here. He's going to change the rule. I barely got back. You know what I had to do? I got a bigger lead. I came back cleats first.
Yeah.
And Bobby never did it again.
Yeah.
You know, that's how the game has changed. It was really policed a lot more. You know, you don't see guys get thrown at. You don't see a lot of those different things. And understandably, I mean, you're paying guys $50 million, $40 million. You want to see them on the field. So the investment has changed how the play on the field is conducted in a sense, so
to speak. Oh, for sure. There's no doubt.
So, yeah, the rules. But back to the Lindor play. Those things will evolve. It's new.
That's going to be a problem this year.
So
that play in particular is going to be an issue.
Let me take you back
to
one year. They wanted to emphasize pitchers making sure they came to a discernible stop in spring training. This is back in the 80s. All of a sudden, every pitcher, every inning, balk, 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 balk.
Oh, God.
They put the rule in, and then you have to enforce it, and then you go ahead and make the adjustments off of it. So
got
I
it.
Know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They want to protect the players. You don't want Acuna sliding in head first and somebody's knee and leg is there blocking it, which is an illegal move, really is. And so they listen to a lot of the players and they listen to the front offices that say, hey, my premier guys are getting hurt. So then you adjust to it. And there's always an extreme, then there's an adjustment. Remember when the Posey rule came in?
Yeah,
Buster Posey.
We saw that get called every night.
Yeah.
And now you don't see it as often.
That's
so
true.
I think they'll learn how to adjust with it.
Okay, so Mendoza's going to be interesting for the Mets. And we're talking to DeRosa, your buddy Mark DeRosa, who joined us earlier here on BT and Sal, about the energy.
Did he say anything? He talks
well, he was making
trash.
Fun of you, actually. He's talking trash about you.
Oh,
exactly what he's
gosh,
saying.
That guy.
He said he got beat out for the Mets interview, Mets managerial job by Mickey Callaway. How about having
Callaway.
That hung on your resume? Losing out to Mickey Callaway.
That didn't work out too well.
Mets had a tough stretch there for a little bit, didn't they?
Well, they did. And let's see if they get out of it this year. Hopefully the tough stretch
Mets
is
fan,
over.
I can tell by your reaction.
Come on, Harold. I'm in pain. Can't you see that? It's been since 86 since you were playing. I need to see my team win. I'm going to be 50 soon. Like 6 years, I'll be 50.
I love
just
it.
Just said that for
it.
Effect.
I love it.
So Mendoza's young and youthful and new. Gibbons next to him, good support group. So we're just starting the evaluation for the Mets manager, Aaron Boone. To me, it's been more of a Cashman issue than a Boone issue, in my opinion. You don't have the horses, you can't win. How you could build the team with a fence, we're looking at the studio, it's 316 feet down the line. Yankee Stadium's 314. Basically, you had no lefties outside of Brett Gardner.
Right.
Which is, and I like Brett, all due respect. He can't.
But
be,
he wasn't Babe
no,
Ruth.
Come on,
I got
he can't be a preeminent lefty stick. So I think it's more Cashman's fault. But if things go awry this year for the Yankees with the Soto stuff, and you got to keep him happy and make sure he wants to come back, and Judge's window and prime of Cole and blah, 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 and the payroll, his contract is up after this year, Aaron Boone. I mean, are you a Boone believer? And do you believe that they could be entering a point where if it doesn't go well, they're just tired of hearing Boone's voice and you got to make a pivot, you got to get somebody else in here?
Well, in all fairness, I don't think Boone's had a chance to manage yet. He's kind of had the governors on him. And it's been the front office deciding personnel, for one, but also decisions. I talked about the biggest changes in the game. I left out the managerial impact because those are – they're scripting games out in meetings the night before.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's not just Yankees, but that's industry-wide.
I know.
So, therefore, it's hard to judge the manager. Did you really make those calls? You think Dave Roberts walked out and took a guy out of a game, you know, in the World Series? Or Cash in Tampa when he took out Blake Snell when he's dominating? Cash doesn't do that when he's playing. He wouldn't do that, I don't think, in his right mind as a manager. But that's a decision in front of us. He's throwing six innings. He's throwing this many times. He's been through the lineup twice. Get him out.
Do they even write the lineup now? Like, will Aaron Boone even determine when Volpe moves to the leadoff spot, honestly?
It depends. It depends. The closest thing I can come to it, and it's kind of funny, Buck Showalter, one of my dear friends, when he was with
Who's
the
back?
Yankees.
Love he's back now
he's
with
back
the MLB
here
Network.
At the network. And we're going to miss him managing. Buck needs to be managing the big leagues. So when Buck was a young manager with the Yankees, George Steinbrenner would call the dugout. All right, so one of the famous stories Buck would tell me, I'm like, no way. And he says, yeah, you know, they had Scooter calling games.
Sure.
Phil Rizzuto would be calling the game. Joe Morgan would be coming through calling the game. And all these old-timers would be sitting there going, oh, this guy's – he's loading up the ball. He's throwing a spitter. You know, and George is sitting down in Tampa watching the game on TV. Mm-hmm. So this particular game, you got Dennis Martinez facing Wickman. All
Bob,
right?
Bob Wickman, yeah.
Yes.
He had his finger cut off. He threw a pretty good slider because
there
of that.
There you go. You're
I remember
on
that well, yeah.
You're on it.
Oh, yeah.
But he also cheated because he knew he had the finger split. Nobody's going to think, yeah. Oh, he's throwing a spitter.
Oh.
So he added a little spitter on top of it. So Dennis Martinez is dealing, cutting the ball. It's all over the place. And Joe Morgan's calling the game going, that ball's cutting too much. There's no way a slider moves like that. Steinbrenner's sitting at home in Tampa. He calls the dugout. And it would ring all the time. And Buck like, I'm not getting it. You got to get it. And he says he would never say hi, hello, nothing like that. He'd just answer the phone. He'd go, you got to be the dumbest manager in all of baseball. And Buck's like, huh? And he goes, can't you see this guy is throwing a spitter? And he's cutting the ball, and it's moving all over the place, and he's shutting us down. And Buck goes, well, who do you think's throwing for us? Yeah. He goes, Wickman, having a great game. And he goes, all right, so should I go out and check their guy? Because they'll check our guy. Who's cheating better?
Mm-hmm.
And he just hears a click.
Yeah. See, Dennis didn't need to cheat as much as Wickman did.
Yeah.
That's the point.
But,
yeah, well,
but,
that's a good story.
But I love the conversation about managers because it's something that I love. I know BT and I are old school baseball fans, so I love managers to a point where now I don't think there are managers. I call them data applicators. Aaron Boone isn't a manager. Mm. He applies the data, and Boone, I know, takes offense to it, and I don't care. Prove me wrong. Be a manager. Instead of talking about lanes, they talk more about bowling. Oh, this was this guy's lane to come in. What are you talking about? Lanes, manage the game. The pre-scripted data stuff that makes you, you know, go into that next game is, to me, data applicating.
Well,
there aren't managers anymore.
That's why I'm saying we haven't fully seen him manage yet. I think a little bit last year. Now we'll get a chance. I think they had a big conversation. The Yankees have brought in a few more people to kind of move away from all the analytics. You get Omar Minaya, you bring in Brian
Sabian.
Yep.
You know, so they're looking now back to a little bit more. They're turning back towards, let's watch the game instead of just the information given to us. So I think Aaron Boone, with that, he gets to talk baseball a little bit more. He gets to manage a game. Boone comes from a great baseball family. He's a great baseball mind.
Oh, no question.
I remember talking to him for many years, even when he was playing, and getting a chance to talk. He knows what's going on. So I hope he gets the freedom for people to – see what he can
well,
do.
Well, we do too, but we know that he won't. We're talking to Harold Reynolds.
You guys are tough, man.
Listen,
wow.
We call
rough
it the way it is, bro. Right. Listen, we bring you a regular fixture here on MLB Tonight. 3-time Emmy winner, outstanding studio analyst. I got a quick one for you. Then maybe we'll open a quick pack
you
of cards.
You want to do a pack of cards?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Quick one. Tougher at bat for you, digging as a righty, and these are both righties, vintage Pedro or vintage Dwight Gooden? What's the lesser?
Me facing?
Yeah, who would you rather face?
I hit
face
left-handed
least?
Against those guys.
Yeah, but that's true. That's true. You flip the other
vintage
side.
Vintage Pedro or vintage Dwight Gooden? I would say Pedro because he was meaner.
Yeah,
Pedro
throw
came
up and
from
in.
The old school. He would throw at you.
Yeah.
Great, quick story, and then we can get into the cards. Mm-hmm. And this is why I think pitching's changed so much. And I've been talking about this a lot lately. But Roger Clemens is facing Dwight Gooden, 1986 All-Star Game in Houston.
Okay.
Pitchers hit. Clemens from the American League hasn't had an at-bat since high school because he didn't hit in college either.
Yep.
So here he comes. He's in the All-Star game. He's facing Dwight Gooden. The night before, they have a press conference. You know how the pitchers talk to the press.
Yep.
Dwight says to Roger, hey, straight up tomorrow. Roger goes, what's that mean? He goes, straight up, fastballs to each other. Oh, okay. All right, great, man, great. So Clemens comes up. First pitch, fastball. It's 90-something plus miles an hour. He turns to the umpire and goes, I throw that hard? And the umpire says, yeah. And he goes, I'll never throw another breaking ball in my life.
Oh,
all right?
Man.
It just gave him a different perspective
yeah.
on how hard it is to hit a fastball or hit anything.
Yep.
So as the bat continued, Dwight had given up a home run to Lou Whitaker. And,
Tigers,
and so,
yeah. Lou, yeah, sweet
so
Lou could play.
Next pitch, this Clemens fastball. He fouls it off into
the
other
over the
dugout,
first base. Yeah, yeah.
And then he threw him a nasty curveball.
Oh, he busted out the Lord Charles.
Struck him out. Froze him. Struck him out.
Oh, that's...
And so Roger's like, okay, I'm going to get him. They took Dwight out before he got the facing.
Roger was going to hit him in the head.
He
throw
probably.
Up and in. Yeah.
Look, Clemens, I don't even want to bring his name up. I still hate his guts. All right. So here's how we do this. Oh, he drilled Piazza in the head. You know what I'm saying? I have an issue with Clemens. Although, is he here? As long as he's here. Well, if he's 95. So here's
here
what
he comes right now.
Yeah, right.
How are we doing this?
We normally – I'm just going to have Harold do it, I think.
Okay.
Why don't you go ahead with him?
Let him do it. I mean, yeah. I would, but it's easy to guess. Go for it.
Generally, we do this. I'll open up a pack of cards, give the name of the player. You have to guess what team he was on that year. So you could pick. We have 84 through 89.
I don't get to see the guy?
No. 84 through 89.
No visual.
Well, in your mind.
All right, let's go.
84 through 89. You pick a pack. You could pick the year.
84,
85, 86, 87, 88, 89.
Let's do that one.
87?
80, yeah.
Yeah, 87,
you sure? That's good.
You played at this point.
Yeah.
What year was your rookie year?
83-ish, 84.
Okay, let's see. All right, no
what was your highest stolen bases? 40, didn't you?
60.
60?
Yeah.
60 stolen bases? I'm telling you, he could play. He could pick it. He was Arrow was good.
Well, he's looking at the cards. Lou wanted me to tell the quick story. So I steal 60 bags that year Ricky Henderson got hurt. He's stealing over 100 a year.
Oh, yeah.
And he had 40 at All-Star, at like, end of May. I finished the year with 60. Mm-hmm. I get a phone call at the end of, end of the season. Ricky here. I go, hey, what's up, Rick? He goes, 60 stolen bases? You ought to be ashamed. Yeah. Ricky has 60 at the All-Star break. Click and hung up the phone.
Ricky had 60 at the All-Star break.
Ricky, all right, let's do it.
We'll bust through these. Brad Havens.
Ooh, I remember him.
Left-hand pitcher?
Yes.
Cleveland?
Baltimore.
Baltimore. Okay.
Moose Haas.
Ooh.
Moose Haas was like a manager, wasn't he?
He was a pitcher. I'm going to give you a little help here.
Okay, no, I don't know.
Okay,
Moose.
Okay,
he was with Oakland the Brewers on that good team, but he's with the A's.
Mark Eichhorn.
Oh yeah,
you know him.
I face Eichhorn a lot.
What team?
Toronto Blue Jays.
There you go. Blue Jays. This is a layup, but I'll give it to you anyway. Fernando Valenzuela.
Oh yeah, we know that. Right. I don't know which in '87.
Yeah, was he with 1987.
Was it
don't overthink
Padres?
It, dude. Don't overthink it. Stop.
Yeah, come on, Harold.
Come on, man. He came up in early 80s.
Manny Trio.
I know who he was. I played with him in Baltimore in 93.
Manny Trio.
Oh, Manny Trio. Sweetest fielding hands. I got him with the Phillies probably right there.
Cubs.
Cubs, okay.
Yeah, let's see. He was with the Phillies before that.
Okay.
What year was your rookie year, Harold?
83.
83, okay. So you go back. This is a little bit.
Manny Trio.
Greg Swindell,
left-handed pitcher, Cleveland.
Okay. This one you should get. Mike Brown.
Hmm.
Mariners?
Yeah.
I better get Mike Brown.
Now, that's what I mean. It's your team. Ken Griffey, Sr.
At that time, he's probably with the Yankees.
Close. Atlanta. He was with the Yankees 86 tops,
yeah.
I want to say.
He had 300 with the Yankees once or twice, too.
Davey Johnson, one of my heroes, Harold.
Davey Johnson, you love the Met.
Yo, baby!
25 homers is at the second base.
No, he had 40 one year, I think, second base.
He played with them. I know it was with the Orioles.
He had 40 home runs one year.
Yeah. He let me hold his World Series ring. That's all that matters. Whitey Herzog.
Well, we know all about Whitey Herzog. The Cardinals
the white
ran.
The white rat,
yeah,
we
the
call
Cardinals.
Him.
He was actually with the Royals before that.
Yes, he was.
Interesting
before
name here.
Before Dick Houser or after? Before Dick. Yeah, I got you.
Bob Boone.
Bob Boone, catcher.
Yep.
And who's he with? He's probably with the Angels at
yes,
that time.
Yes, correct. With the California Angels.
Could have gone Phillies.
Juan Espino.
Juan is a outfielder. Cubs.
No, Yankees on that particular card there. Omar Moreno.
Oh,
this is a tough
Omar center fielder.
Center fielder.
Run a little bit.
Was he with the Reds still? No, Pirates, I mean.
Braves. He was with the Pirates a long time.
Yeah, we are family
but then the Braves.
Team.
He was with the Yankees, too, in the World Series in 81.
Yeah.
I think he played center field.
Two more. How would you have done with this pack, BT?
Not as good as I thought.
Yeah,
I would have been
pack.
Off on some of the teams. I know a lot of the players,
tough
though,
pack.
To be honest.
All right, Mike Brown.
I don't know.
You just gave me Mike Brown.
No.
Another Mike Brown.
Two Mike Browns.
Not that same one.
Huh.
I'm not sure who
all
this
right.
one is.
Pirates.
Oh, the last one's great.
Okay.
Just look at him.
Steve Balboni.
Oh, Steve Balboni. Is he with the Royals?
Yes, he is.
Boy.
Royals. All right, there you go.
Can we get a bonus?
Balboni.
Can we get Rick Anderson?
Oh, yeah. Rick Anderson. You familiar with him? 1987. Rick
You're
Anderson.
A jerk.
Do I play Rick Anderson?
He was a Met, and I beat him head to head. It was
you see the laptop?
You want that gum, Harold?
You see that?
Going,
I lost my composure a little bit. see the keyboard?
He broke it.
I lost
you
on a
piece of gum from 1987. That's disgusting.
Harold, this has been awesome.
Hey,
man.
We're not done. So when we come back,
we're not done.
I gotta throw you BP.
Whoa!
Let's go.
We gotta do it.
I heard.
I'll do it right now.
You can do it actually with the mic on. Take a swing.
I heard.
I gotta lose the mic. I gotta.
I heard Leiter wanted to strike us out, so maybe Harold can give some.
He's a lefty. I can't handle that.
This microphone. can be right here and swing and still talk to me.
You know what? You want to hang around?
We'll take a
break.
Let's do it.
BT and Sal on the Fan. So we got the top story coming up, which I'm sure will be Harold striking me out on the Fan live here at MLB.
BT. I'm going to let him hit.
I appreciate that. Just a little meatballs right down Broadway.
Right now, we're going to do something special. I am going to live broadcast. Now, I've always wanted to be a play-by-play guy, and I grew up doing it for baseball. I love doing this. So here we go. BT is going to be in the batter's box against Harold Reynolds, who is going to pitch him. Now, remember, BT is the guy who set you up, Harold getting his warm-ups in. BT is a guy who thinks he is a major leaguer in his own mind, at the very least. He played college baseball, and, you know, come on. He's showing off here to DeRosa and Harold. Ah, BT, you don't have the headset. I can say whatever I want. BT stands in, a hulking left-handed hitter. Harold on the mound here at MLB Network Studios 42. First pitch, swing and a miss. Oh, strike one. BT whiffs, choking under pressure as he knows we're live on the air. This one hit deep to right, caught in the light fixture. What's the rule on that? That's gone. Okay, it's gone. Harold giving BT the benefit of the doubt. That's a shot right there. BT looks pretty good.
What are we, in Tampa?
Crushing one of Santa. Hop, you could join in here and add the commentary. I'm sure Spike loves this. Spike, this is your going away present. I know we got a break here in a second, so this is basically a cluster buster. Yeah, Harold. Oh, this is how it felt.
Where they were,
yeah. Now, I am, for the record, I am like broadcasting here right behind home plate.
Where the umpire would miss a call. I'm
in the umpire's spot here to paint the picture, as this is a thrilling radio segment, and Harold just throws it at me. I lost it in the lights. I lost it. I'm frightened. A little foul tip to the left. All right, I think we're tapped out here. Is that one more? All right, one more round. Three more balls. Here we go. Let's see what Harold's got for BT. Hey, BT rips that one right. That's off the scoreboard, right? You can end it on that. That's good. There we go. All right, there you have it. Everybody lives their childhood dream, including me, who gets to broadcast a fake inning. Harold, thank you so much for coming by, dude. You're the man. Been a big fan of yours forever. Yeah, let's do it. I mean, you like that play-by-play, right? The thing is, I add some personality to it. I don't know if they can handle that.
I love the personality.
All right. Thank you, Harold Reynolds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.